أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظنوا بالمؤمنين خيرا. صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. حاضرين الكرام، honorable assembly, a wise person, a wise man is he who recognizes his enemy, dushman. He recognizes his enemy and he studies his enemy and he learns about the ways of his enemy so that he can be on his guard and that he can protect himself. When we look at ourselves, whom do we consider as our enemy? Human beings like ourselves? Some of them may be enemies because we have different shayateen ul insi wal jinn, the shaitans from amongst the men and the jinn. But who is our worst enemy? When we look in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Inna shaitana lil-insani aduwwun mubeen. Indeed, shaitan is an open enemy unto man. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran, Allah mentions, Inna shaitana lakum aduwwun. That shaitan is an enemy unto you. فَاتَّقِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. So take him as your enemy. He is your prime enemy, your main enemy, your worst enemy, shaitan. فَاتَّقِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Therefore take him as your enemy. The command here, the imperative mood here is lil wujub. It is essential, lazim, fard upon you to take shaitan as your enemy. The brothers in the masjid are not your enemies. Sisters in the jamaat, they are not your enemies. Brothers who are in the work and involved in the effort and da'wat and tabligh, they are not your enemies. Your prime and main enemy is shaitan, and Allah says, فَاتَّقِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank His noble messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for giving us information about this enemy that we may be on our guard and we may protect ourselves from this enemy lest he may destroy us, because he doesn't like us, because we come from Adam and shaitan did not like Adam. He doesn't like man. If we look in a hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this hadith is mentioned in the book Mishkat, Mishkatul Masabih. It is under Babul Waswasa, the Bab, the chapter of whisperings. Whisperings. And that's how shaitan gets to us. Through waswasa, through whisperings. To understand waswasa, there are thoughts, there are ideas, there are notions that pass through us. They come inside of us. Some of them stay, some of them linger, some of them go away. Some of them we keep, some of them we repel. Mullah Ali Al-Qari, the great scholar and sharih commentator of Mishkatul Masabi, tells us, Al-Khawatir, he tells us about thoughts, ideas that come inside of us. Al-Khawatiru, in tadu'u ila radha'il, if these thoughts, these whisperings, these ideas invite us towards vices, towards bad things, towards evil things, fahiya waswasa, then these khawatir, these thoughts are known as waswasa. Waswasa. Wa in tadu'u ila al-fada'il, and if these thoughts, these khawatir that are inside of us, if they invite towards fada'il, towards virtues, good things, fahiya ilham, then they are known as ilham and inspiration. Ilham, inspiration. Shaitan attacks us through the khawatir, which are in the form of waswasa, whisperings. He whispers to us. And that's how he attacks us, through these whisperings. So in this chapter of waswasa, Babul Waswasa, in the book Mishkatul Masabi, Al-Mishkat, the author, Sheikh Waliyuddin, Nawwarallahu Marqalahu wa Nafa'ana bi'ulumihim, Ameen, has mentioned a hadith which has been reported by Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, Inna shaytana, Inna shaytana qad a'isa mina ya'budahu al-musallun fi jaziratil Arab. Shaitan has become mayus. He has become frustrated with the Muslims that they would ever worship him fi jaziratil Arab, in the Arabian Peninsula. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We examine his words very carefully. He said, Inna shaitana, verily shaitan, qad a'isa. Shaitan has become mayus. He has become frustrated. He has lost all hope. In what? Min ayya'budahu al-musalluna fi jaziratil Arab. That the people who perform salah, who of course are the Muslims, they are the ones who perform salah, he has become frustrated, lost all hope in the Muslims of Jaziratul Arab worshipping him. Subhanallah. So Muslims are not going to worship shaitan. Muslims don't fall victim to that. Or there may be shirk in different forms, open shirk, shirk-e khafi, but directly, outwardly, knowingly, Muslims will not worship shaitan and commit shirk and worship gods other than Allah. So he has lost hope from that angle. From that angle, he has lost hope that he will ever get them to worship him as they worship Allah, and to worship false gods and idols. He has lost all hope in that. Now, why the word Jaziratul Arab? So what about us? What about Muslims who are not, what about Musalloon, who are not in Jaziratul Arab, who are not in the Arabian Peninsula? Didn't the Prophet speak about us here too? What about Trinidad, West Indies? Mullah Ali Al-Qari Rahimahullah mentions that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specified Jaziratul Arab, which Imam Malik defines as Makkah, Medina and Yemen. That is known as the Arabian Peninsula or Jaziratul Arab, as defined by Imam Malik, who was from Medina. Mullah Ali Al-Qari Rahimahullah says that the Rasul alayhi salam singled out Jaziratul Arab and mentioned the Arabian Peninsula for two reasons. Number one, because Jaziratul Arab was Ma'dinul Ibadah. At that time, Ibadat was confined to that place. It was the source, the mine, and the treasure place of Ibadat. Jaziratul Arab, Makkah, Medina, Yemen. So for this reason he mentioned and singled out Jaziratul Arab, because it was Madinul Ibadah. It was the source, the mine, and the original place of worship at that time. Also because it was Mahbitul Wahi. It was the place where revelation was sent down. So the Rasul alayhi salam spoke about that. But that does not negate the fact that Muslims elsewhere, Muslims in other parts of the world, in other parts of the world, will not worship in. It does not negate that. He just mentioned that because that was the Ma'din, it was the mine, the original source of Ibadat at that time. It was the Mahbit and the place where Wahi and revelation came down. So Shaitan has lost all hope in that. So what angle is he going to come from then? What is his main angle? Inna shaitana qad a'isa min ayabudahu al-musalloon fi jaziratil arab. Shaitan has lost all hope in the Muslims, in the Namazis, in Jaziratul Arab from worshipping him. Walakin fit tahreesh. But fit tahreesh. Oh, that's the angle he's going to come from. He has not lost hope. He has not become mayuf and frustrated with the angle and the direction of tahreesh. That's what he's going to use. At tahreesh. What does that mean? Again, Mullah Ali Al-Qari rahimahullah tells us that tahrish means ay fi igra'i ba'dihim ala ba'd. That is, in inciting some of them against some. Wa tahridhi bishar bayna an-nas, and stirring them up and encouraging evil amongst mankind. Min qatlin wa kusuma. That is from killings and from disputes and quarrels. He has not lost hope with that. That is his main weapon. And that's what he's going to use against Muslims, because they are not going to worship him directly. They are not going to do sijda to him, ibadah to him. Walakin fit tahrish. Fi igra'i ba'dihim ala ba'd. In inciting some of them against some. Stirring up some against some. Muslims become heated against some. Wa tahridhi, and in encouraging them, stirring them, bishar, with evil, bayna nas, amongst people, amongst mankind. And the minutes for explanation and bayan, min qatli wa kusuma, that is of killing. He will cause them to kill one another. Qatl. Well, kusuma, min katlin wa kusuma, and kusuma, dispute, jagra, quarrels, strifes among themselves. And when we look at that today, we see that Shaitan has really had some of us. He's really getting to us. Can't get us to do shirk. Can't get us to change our ibadah, to worship in. So he's using this angle of tahrish. stirring up some against them, waking up the feelings of anger, jealousy, greed, enmity for some against some, encouraging them, inciting them towards with evil, with the spread of evil amongst mankind, to kill, to quarrel, to dispute. And this is what is happening with the Ummah worldwide, internationally, countries against country. This is what he is using, tahrish. It is happening nationally also too. So he gets them to start fighting within the masjid. He gets them to start arguing in the masjid, arguing about different things. He gets them to have ill will and disharmony with each other in the jamaats, as well as even in the homes. This is the method and the important tool which Shaitan uses, his main weapon against us, and we have to be aware of that and safeguard ourselves from that. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Dhunnu bil mu'minina khayra," that to think of believers with goodness. "Dhunnu bil mu'minina khayra," think good of the believing brothers and sisters. Don't think bad about them. Have husnul dhan, good thoughts about them. Something happened with a brother. You invited a brother, he didn't show up. Instead of thinking bad about him, you may say, you know what? Perhaps this may have happened to him. Perhaps that, this, that. You look for some excuse. You think good about your brother, because bad thoughts about brothers is going to cause enmity, hatred. And you know what? When we start having hatred and enmity against one another, it will remove our good deeds. A person is performing salat, making mujahada, making effort, but you know what? All that effort is being destroyed. It's going down the drain, because the Prophet ﷺ said, hate and friction. Hate and friction is going to uproot the good deeds, just like a razor uproots the hair from the body. Imam Bukhari has established a bab in Sahih al-Bukhari, Qawful Mu'min, Ayyahbata amaluhu wa huwa la yash'ur. Fear of a mu'min, fear of a believer, that his deeds may be destroyed and he's not even aware of it. Which means that a believer has to be watchful about his deeds, because so much of effort is made, so much of qurbani and sacrifice is given, and you know what? In 1 minute, everything can be shattered. So a mu'min has to be on that lookout, fear of a believer, أَيَّحْبَطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَشْعُرُ, that his deeds may be destroyed and he's not even aware of it, because of the hate and the friction. And as we go closer into Qiyamah, this is what has happened with the Ummah. As I said, internationally, nationally, within our communities, and even within the homes. And the love is coming out. The love is coming out. The love that may have been existing amongst the brothers and sisters 10 years ago or 5 years ago, that love is lessening. This is what Shaitan is using. He can't stop us from praying. He can't get us to leave out namaz. He can't get us to worship him. But he's going to use tahrish. Incite them. Encourage them towards evil. To spread evil amongst mankind. By killing and disputes and quarrels. Inciting some against some. So you know what he causes? He uses now the iktilafi masail. Masalas. Laws and rulings in which there is ikhtilaf, it's controversial, and he uses these things to cause Muslims to fight. So let me get them to fight in the masjid. Who is saying Ameen loudly? Who is not saying Ameen loudly? Who is raising his hands? Who is not raising his hands? So he gets them occupied in these things, which was also a technique used by the British in India, because the ulama of Hind, the ulama of Dioban, they stood up with jihad against the British. When they invaded India, it was the ulama, the Hanafi ulama, Because from the days of the Mughal Empire until those days, all of India, that is all the Muslims of India, were basically Hanafis. Their fiqh was on the madhhab of Imam Abu Hanifa. And the British people, who were the stools, the stooges, and the agents of the shayateen, shayateenul jinni wal ins, the human beings of the shaitan, he used a few people like Nazar Hussein and a few people to go into the iktilafi masail that exists amongst the Muslims and cause trouble with that, so that they will forget about jihad and they will start fighting in their masajid about the iktilafi masail. So the fights will take place within the masjid. Ma'adallah. And this is what is happening today. Muslims are becoming weaker because of the iktilaf, because of the fights, because of the disputes within the circles. Muslims are getting weaker because of nafs and nafsaniyat, because of petty quarrels and petty strifes. This is the weapon that he is using, which is called at-tahrish, inciting them, encouraging them with evil, thinking bad about one another. The way to battle, okay, if we know about the problem, then the way to battle that is, we must understand a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is going to, of course, we have to be on our guard by doing plenty of dhikr, being aware of shaitan, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, being mindful of the thoughts that come inside of the chest, being mindful of them as a watchman, as a gatekeeper to the door of the heart, what thoughts enter and stay and what thoughts we reject and repel. We have to be mindful of that, watchful of that. Waswasa comes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the formula to say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan, amantu billahi wa rusulihi, spit over your left shoulder 3 times. All these are formulas to bring back the love now and not cause enmity and hatred and thinking bad. The Prophet alayhi salam gave us a very simple formula. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَن تَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا, that you people will never, never, ever enter the Jannah until you have iman and you believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا, and you will never have iman, you will never believe. حَتَّى تَحَابُوا, until you love one another. It goes in stages. لَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ, you will never enter the Jannah, hatta tu'minu, until you have iman, until you believe. Wala tu'minu hatta tahabu, and you will not have iman until you have this love for one another. Then the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, awala adullukum ala shay'in, shall I not lead you and guide you towards something, a very simple thing? Idha fa'altumuhu tahabbabtum, such a thing, if you would do it, you would get back that love. The quarrels, the enmities, the strifes, the arguments will go away, you will come back the shaitan. So shall I not show you that? Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumu tahabbabtum, shall I not lead you to something? Very simple, if you would do it, you will get back that love and create love amongst yourselves. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, afshus salama bainakum, spread out the salam among yourselves. That is the word that is going to unite us. That is that kalima, that slogan which will bring back love. Afshus salama bainakum, spread out the salam among yourselves. See your brother, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum. You pass one another, assalamu alaykum. And not with the coldness, no acknowledgement, no smile, no salam, no kalam. Sometimes you travel, you go over abroad, you are in Heathrow, you are in JFK, you see Muslims from other part of the world, they watch you, they pass you by straight, no salams. It's happening with us also, do we pass each other, no salams. A brother is not speaking to you, you recognize some coldness from him, you give him salam. When you give him salam, he replies you, it breaks the ice. So subhanallah, we have the disease, the sickness, we have the angle that shaitan is coming from, and we have the formula It is up to us how to use it. We must recognize and know where the shaitan is coming from, that he doesn't destroy us by disuniting us and causing us to become weaker. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ